was stepping in the interim and supporting us, are you the community, myself in particular, with your leadership. It's been an honor working with you.
Thank you, Del.
Yeah. And so, folks, if you are curious, I'm going to be your full-time station manager starting January 8th.
Let's make 2018 the best year for KBOO.
Ever. We're on it. 50
yes.
years. So, but Mike, you have so much going on, and I know you're still going to be involved with our community, so we're going to talk about that. But first, let's talk about Earthbound, your newest album.
For sure.
Talk a little bit about the content, what it's about, and then where can people hear it?
Okay, so right now, if you go to my SoundCloud, Mike Crenshaw, MICCRENSHAW, there's a couple of singles that are on the album. If you go to Amazon Music, if you go to iTunes, the single Earthbound has been already released late in 2017, and the album itself is going to be available digitally on January 1st, 2018. There's going to be a record release party at the Jack London Review, which is downstairs from the Rialto downtown, on January 27th. So I say all that to say that the album is called Earthbound. The single is Earthbound, and there are 9 songs on the record. And the reason I called the album Earthbound and named it after the first single, which has already been released, is because I wanted to address socio-political, economic, and ecological issues of our time through a song that basically talks about what the moment that history has led us to, with exploitation of not only ourselves but of many, many species which are facing extinction, which impact our future and our ability as a human species to survive on the planet, and the ecological crisis created by capitalism, by colonialism, by white supremacy, by imperialism, by patriarchy, by all the different ways in which we have separated ourselves from life in pursuit of profit, and that process is it's looking like, scientifically speaking, that process is what will actually end the ability for the human species to continue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we are earthbound.
We're stuck here.
Yeah.
You know, people get off into conspiracy theories about whether we've been to the moon. There's recent video of the privatization of space and the launch of Elon Musk's rocket, and people, you know, there's recent disclosure about how extraterrestrials have been in contact with human beings for generations on the planet Earth. And all this stuff is really interesting, fun, and sometimes, you know, scary stuff to talk about. The reality of it is that for working people, working class people, for the majority of Earth's people who aren't in the top 1% of the most wealthy, the option of living on another planet because things get bad here, it's not an option. It's just not.
It's not.
So that's what Earthbound is about. And I want to say the cover art for the record is phenomenal, and it's done by Roger Pete from the Just Sieves Artist Cooperative, which is a cooperative of artists that do intentionally politically conscious art, visual art, and other expressive forms. And if you listen to the song, the chorus says, "Skin, scale, fins, and feathers, we're all in this together. Fire and ice, change and weather. Here we are now, earthbound." And there's artwork that depicts different species from human forms on down the line of other vertebrates and so forth. And that's why I picked the artwork.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely is beautiful and goes really well with the song. And the rest of the songs in it also, I mean, you and I have talked about a few of them, but do you want to share a little bit about what was kind of your desire with the whole album? Or is there something specific that you hope people get out of listening to the whole experience, the 9 songs?
I hope people enjoy the music. I'm aware of the fact that my music is very intentionally politically oriented.
And super positive, too.
Well,
you have lots of solutions in there.
So you and I were talking the other day, and you were like, man, your album was too positive, you know, and what you what you were sharing with me, which is like awesome, right? That that we're cool like that. You can be like, yo, man, I at that moment, I wanted to hear something that had some more anger in it, you know? And it's ironic to me because I feel I experience the what some might consider the darker ends of the emotional spectrum so profoundly, and I always have. Like, right. I'm one of those people that, you know, growing up, people were prone to come to me and say, what's wrong? Are you okay? Mm. Just because the resting look on my face is one of, like, frustration and anger. And, like, just being Black in this world, you know, and knowing what time it is,
right.
It'll have you mad, it'll have you sad, it'll have you frustrated. And I know a lot of other people can relate to that. And so when I hear you say that my music is positive, which is something I've heard a lot, it's always interesting to me because I don't set out to write positive music, so to speak. I'm just really trying to struggle. I'm using my art as a means to struggle through questions that I have trouble answering.
Right.
And if the outcome of that is something that the listener experiences positive, then that's good. I'll take that.
I think asking question is always positive.
Yeah, and you know, I try not to provide a lot of answers.
Right.
I do try to ask a lot of questions through my music because it really what keeps me up at night is like all the hard, terrible, frustrating things.
It's not Gebu. I'm glad.
Well, you know.
So what's amazing about you and your music is that not only do you share with the world through just the music and the performances, but also you teach.
Mm-hmm.
And for you sharing, you know, the not just the art and the skills of writing and spoken word, but also the revolutionary ideas behind hip hop and around fighting fascism and extremism. So could you talk a little bit about why you choose to do this and the upcoming class that you have happening through the Portland Underground Grad School, also known as PUGS?
Yes, there's a couple of, if you Google PUGS, you're going to get like pictures of little dogs. So make sure you spell out Portland Underground Graduate School. Big up to Douglas Choi, who's offered me the opportunity to teach over there. This will be the second class I've done over there. The first one was hip hop, spoken word, and social justice activism. And this one is very similar. Mm-hmm. But if you go to the site, it's also going to say anti-fascist activism, because I have a very strong history of anti-fascist organizing and political activism in my life, in my lived experience. It's part of my biography. And it's also been part of the consciousness that informs my music and my creative process. And so we're not only going to talk about how to use hip hop as a tool for elevating consciousness, as a tool for engaging social justice activism and organizing and education and popular education, but we're also going to talk about how that coincides and can intersect with anti-fascist organizing. Because what I understand is that the history of Black people forming cultures of resistance that ultimately became cultures of resistance that could be adopted by all people, especially in the history of the United States. You know, we look at the history of colonized people that we wound up calling Latino or Latino people, you know, from the Caribbean and Central America and South America, and how in the urban centers of the East Coast and the New York and South Bronx specifically, those people helped create hip hop culture.
Right.
There's a common political history that is the result of this historical process of imperialism and colonialism and white supremacy and capitalism that created these people who, when we fill out job applications, we check a box that says what race we are, that also created the lives we lead and the access to privilege that we have, and even the choices we make between birth and death. And that's what hip hop came out of. And so in this time when we have a very outspoken and aggressively racist political establishment that controls the economic and political and social realities of our lives in the United States and to a certain extent on Earth, we need to be able to use hip hop as a tool, especially when we know that entertainment is a tool of the establishment. And that in that context, the establishment uses popular commercial rap music as a means to keep people from thinking about critical issues. You know, if the number one cause of death of people below 50 is opioid abuse, then why, when I turn on the radio, do I hear people basically promoting opioid abuse through rap music? You know? And that's what's happening today. But back in the day, you know, it might have been gun violence for a certain sector right. of the population, or it might have been HIV/AIDS for a certain sector of the population. I could look at the way that commercial rap music has been used during all of these different periods over the recent decades to promote the very things that were the most destructive in our day-to-day lives. Right. And so using kind of reappropriating our expression and our art as a political tool and a political force is something that I want to create space for in my classes.
Right. So folks will learn all about this history that you just shared, you know, more in depth, but then also folks will learn how to actually write.
Yeah, we'll do a lot of creative writing exercises where we're going to be putting on beats that I've collaborated with colleagues mm-hmm. in the region, you know, that create some of the best production that I use for my own, mm-hmm. you know, releases. And we're going to be doing some writing around these subjects and having fun together mm-hmm. as we discuss, break down, and write about what's happening.
Mm-hmm. So the class, I believe, is every Mondays in January.
It starts January 8th.
Yeah, it starts January 8th. And so all Mondays in January. And so you could sign up through the Portland Underground Grad School. And so the website is PUGSPDX.com. So PUGSPDX.com.
That's right. And it's going to be from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday night, starting January 8th for 4 weeks in January. I also wanted to say, Dell, that there's a class I'm going to be doing at KBOO.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah,
going to be free. And it's called Hip Hop, Past, Present, Future, and Your Place in It with KBOO. And that's going to be Saturday, January 27th. That's going to be from, let's see what time it is here in the afternoon. From 4 to 6 p.m. on January 27th at KBOO, that's 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, and that's actually going to be a free class.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you that are part of the KBOO community, I want to encourage you to come check that out. I'm also going to be doing that class on April 14th and July 7th, all in 2018.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Mike, for everything that you do, you know, everything you do for KBOO and you've done for KBOO and will continue to do for KBOO. I know everything else that you do in the community. How can the KBOO community in particular support you as you move forward?
Come out and be a student in one of these classes. Enroll in the class at PUGS, at Portland Underground Graduate School. Support KBOO. Come out to see shows. Go to MikeCrenshaw.com and, you know, buy some of the music that's available either there or on iTunes.
Cool. And so we'll end today by playing Earthbound, if that's cool with you.
Love it. Thank you, Dell.
Yeah, thank you so much, Mike. Have a great evening, everyone. This has been News from the Boo.
Peace.
And the question is, for those that make the most money and do the most damage, how do we hold them accountable?
7 billion, that's a lot of us. Critical mass of consciousness. Some wanna ask if God exists, and I can't really say that I'm positive, but I am confident that apocalypse is a consequence of thoughtlessness. Without clean water and oxygen, then the populace will not persist. Sky, the land, and Mother Nature is all we have, and it all is sacred. Time is now, no way to waste it. Once it's gone, then we can't replace it. What if this world is all we get? All the signs say stop, but we're not convinced. What's the hypothesis? If we continue the opposite, I'm like a mechanic on a diagnostic. Eyes open, trying to see the options. Increase the beast, proceed with caution. Take risk, shape shit, decrease the toxins. On a mission to do less damage. Limit emissions and eat organic. Refuse to panic while I'm on the planet. I'ma make a difference before we vanish.
So told you the earth was perfect. Respect it, protect it, or you don't deserve it. Look for direction, search for purpose. Figure out how to make it worth it. Go hard for the youth who will receive it. Think about the future that will leave them. Can't escape or can't fly to space. Can't even sleep, so I'm wide awake. Reflect on the choices and why I make them. Mostly self-preservation. The meat we eat destroys the land. How they slaughter the beasts is torture, man. If I still eat that despite the fact, think about the personal side effects.
KBOO is in this year's Willamette Week Give Guide. KBOO has inspired and supported communities for nearly 50 years. You were an important part of this work, and your gift to KBOO builds fiercely just, creative, and independent radio. Join your friends and neighbors in supporting KBOO in the Give Guide. It's easy and secure. Help us make our $18,000 goal before December 31st. Go to the giveguide.org website and find KBOO in the Creative Expression section. And as always, thank you for your support of KBOO.
Here goes nothing.
Tune in to KBOO for Drinking from Puddles, hosted by Brandon, every other Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Don't say what you mean. That's Drinking for Puddles every other Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. here on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Yeah.
KBOO Portland.
I was never cool in school. I'm sure you don't remember me.
And now it's been 10 years, I'm still wondering who to be.
And I'd love to mix in circles, cliques, and social coteries. That's me. Hand me my nose ring.
Can we be hands?